Here we go. In a little series about responsibility. You know, that's an ugly word, responsibility. People want a good year, a new year, and but you can do what you want to do. I'm telling you that right now. You can improve your life if you want your life improved. Some people just have made a racket out of it and a pattern out of it and a habit out of it of trying to think life gets better by whining. And they've been pretty good at it. There are a lot of people pretty successful at getting things done by whining, especially for themselves. That is not the best life. That is not taking responsibility. Okay? And that's not the course of the Scriptures, and that's certainly not where I'm at. Amen? So, how can you take responsibility of your life? And we've looked at a couple of different areas from the Scriptures. Okay, obviously, you've got to have personal responsibility. We talked about that. It's your responsibility to carry that pack on your back. Okay, that's from Galatians. We talked about that. Then we talked last week about being responsible to others. Remember that? Others. And I think we helped clarify, because so many people want us to help them. But the Scriptures are pretty clear on the priority to help people. And there's a big priority on a believer who's been overtaken in a fall. There's a huge priority in the Scriptures on somebody who's a believer in Christ, and they've absolutely screwed up and messed up, and they've got that pack on their back. Now they got this other mess, and they're not going to make it without you and me. There's a priority for widows. But widows indeed, if you read the Scriptures, you'll see what it's talking about. And people that serve God and love God, and they're destitute, they don't have family. It's not just every time somebody asks something, that's your responsibility to go and do it. Do you understand that? See, if a man doesn't provide for his own house, he's denied the faith and he's worse than a what? An infidel or unbeliever. But we can get duped so many times in doing this, and we think this is of Jesus, okay? Not trying to preach the message again last week, but there's a priority for those who are persecuted. And orphans, okay? And then one of the biggest priorities to us when we care for other people, it's caring for the lost. Say that with me. Caring for the what? One more time. Caring for the... If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are what? Gospel ain't hid to them that are saved. And that's what we're trying to do so often. We're trying to impress the other Christians. Look at me. Hey, they already see. Amen. Say, if our gospel's hid, it's hid to those that are what? Lost. So we talked about it a little bit, but we spent almost all our time last week on talking about helping others who've been overtaken in a fall. Okay? Now, today's message, different. Let's go with it. So, personal responsibility, taking responsibility for you. And what's my responsibility to other people? Well, what's my responsibility for today? Today. Living today. Y'all hearing me? Do I have a responsibility to live today? Or is this just the weekend? I don't have to do nothing. Say. No, you don't have to do anything if you don't want to. Great. Shirk your responsibility. You can do a lot of good things today. Okay, we want to talk about that today. How can I live today? How can I live today? Living today is my what? It is my what? Say it with me. One more time. Living today is my what? You know, I didn't make it to church because she didn't get me up. Why has she got to get you up? Say. I'm serious. I mean, you're used to that. Well, did you know 2014 can be a different year for you? You don't have to be used to that anymore. You can take charge of whatever in your life. Did you know that? Yes or no? Sure you can. Yeah, but you don't know what I've been through. There you go whining again. Not owning up to today. You're never going to take responsibility until you just place it right on you. Who? You. Who? You. Who? You. Okay? Let's talk about it. Here we go. We're rolling. If you're always talking about tomorrow, you'll never get anything done when? Today! Well, tomorrow. You talk enough to me. If I talk enough to people and I hear tomorrow come out of your mouth enough, I'll know they just are people that don't hardly do anything. Okay? Keep going. The one area we have the most control over is what? Is what? Is what? Today. Amen. The best chance I have is what? Absolutely. Right now. Yeah, but, I don't want to be ugly, but don't let your butt get in the way. Amen. How about get your butt behind you? Come on, listen. You can have all the plans in the world, but they're useless until you take action when? Today. 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 Well, that sounds good. Pretty nice little sayings up front. What's that mean? Live in the now and accept responsibility for today. Guys, you might wonder, wow, how does he know all this? Because I've lived in the past. I've tried to hang on to the past. I tried to rebuild the past. I've tried to love in the past. I've tried to breathe in the past. And every day you do that, you miss today. You miss today. This is a great day. No, it ain't. It is. It is to me. Glad you ain't running my day. Amen. Say. And a lot of you know me. You've known me for years. That's the thing about being in town for 31 years. A lot of you have known me for years. And some of you, you're like moms and dads to me. And so you know, when I say this, you know, yet some of you go, about time. Come on, let's go. So quit waiting. Why do I not live today? Well, just a couple of things. Quit waiting for things to be what? Yeah. Quit waiting for things to be perfect. Okay, just stop it. Focus on what you can do what? Today. We're just walking. Now, anything worth doing is worth doing tomorrow, or is it worth doing today? Today. And don't make excuses, well, it's the Lord's Day. You know, I can't be doing that today because it's the Lord's Day. Day's a day of rest. Did you know today I'm going to watch football? You know why I'm going to watch football? Because I want to watch football. What if somebody says, well, you can't watch football? I'm going to say, well, guess what? I won't be with you then because I'm watching football. I ain't putting football before Jesus, but I'm glad football comes on after my time with Jesus this morning. Amen? Say, well, you shouldn't be watching football. Well, you should just leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Come on. You shouldn't be hollering at a ball game. Well, I wanted to holler at a ball game because that meant something to me. Leave me alone. If you're waiting for things to be perfect before you start, you'll never what? Make it! Now, I know we're being funny, but guys, this is just big stuff about life. It's not the little crazy, little funny things I'm talking about that keeps us. It's these hard things. And we'll see. One of my favorite quotes, and I certainly don't think I made it up, but I've been saying it for years. I have no idea. But if I could get credit for it, I'd like it. But I'm sure I didn't say it. I love this. It's the start that stops most who. It's the what? That stops what? Say it again with me. It's the. Get that down. Come on, you might say, well, I made it. Come on, try it with me. It's the. That's most people you meet. You'll walk away from them after you've heard their whining, their story, and after you've heard it again and again, and you'll know in your heart. They just can't start. They're having a hard time starting. It's the start that stops most people. Starting, taking that foot and putting it in front of that other one is not the easiest thing to do when you've been run over by a truck. You understand? You hear heroic stories, somebody got hit by some truck or something and they crawled up the embankment. You know what I'm saying? Say, you heard stories like that? Sure. Cars off the road, they crawl up the embankment. You know why? Because there was something inside of them that said, I want to live. Say that with me. I want to what? I want to live. I want to live. I want to live. Wow. Boy, would it be great if you could have that kind of attitude about every day. I want to live. I don't know if something happens when you get older. You go through some pain and struggle as life goes on. You know, I'm 51 now. I know to some of you, oh, that's young. But the bottom line is, it ain't young if you're 51 and somebody else is 18. Every time y'all do that, oh, that ain't old, I go, You're not looking the same way I'm looking. You see what I'm saying? Come on. So living today is worth it. Amen? Come on. As I get older, I realize, wow. And you know, the bottom line is, every day is a gift from God. We're not promised any days. Let's talk about it. Now, I know I'm taking too much time. Roger's shaking his head at me. What keeps me from going forward and living today? We got to fly. So often, here it is. Here's the key. Worrying about mess keeps me from living today and getting anything of value accomplished. Worrying about what? Mess. Call it what it is. Mess. I'm worried about mess and I can't go forward in my life because I'm still worried about what? Mess. Keeps me that way. Worrying, fretting, and stressing kills what? Productivity and destroys what? Our relationships. Oh, I love to be with so-and-so because they're just always worrying and fretting and they're always stressed and sweats popping out on the head and the veins out in the neck. And you know what? They're screaming at me and everything. Well, they're in their room crying all the time. And I love being with them. Oh, my gosh. Just dealing with this kind of stuff can change your whole world. And somebody else's. The children. Your family. Your work environment. I don't like to go to work. Maybe they don't like to go to work because you go to work. Hello? You never know. Come on. Living today is my what? Responsibility. Let's go with it. Now let's listen to Jesus. We'll get us some scriptures this morning and we'll see what we can learn. We'll just take it as far as we can. We got about 10 minutes. So, if worrying about stress and mess and fretting, if that's what really keeps me from living in the now and in today, and it really is, then let's listen to Jesus. Jesus says some things. He says, stop worrying and start what? Say that with me. Stop and start realizing. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Okay? God feeds birds. Answer this question. Are you better than birds? Yes or no? Are you better than birds? Say it. You're not a bird. You're not a dog. God didn't give His Son for a dog. He gave Him for you. I love birds. I love dogs. And I love animals. But don't let your head get screwed up. Because heavenly creatures are God's creatures. They are God's creatures. But you're His special creation. Think that way. You hear me? Yes or no? You're better than a bird. Yay, He feeds the birds. And that ought to be a reminder. He's going to feed my tail too. Amen. Behold the fowls of the air. They don't sow not. They don't reap. They don't gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And look, are you not much better than them? Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord. You ought to praise the Lord. Come on. Hey. And another thing, worrying doesn't what? Now, it works if you're trying to get something out of somebody. It works if you're trying to live in the past. It works if you just want to stay where you are. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about living today. You know, it's a big difference, isn't there? Come on. I hurt myself when I slapped myself. Golly. I'm glad it won't summertime with me with some sunburn. Wow. Here we go. You ever been slapped and it just took you a minute to get over it? Now, which of you by taking thought can add 1 inch to his stature? But I'm short. I don't like being short. I don't ever want to be short. I just hate being short. Would you quit? Won't you worry about something you can change? You're short and you're going to be short till the day you die. That's the way it is. You know how much time I put into worrying about getting hair? Finally, God gave me a woman in my life that says, I just love your bald head. She's lying, but she says, I don't even like men with hair. Thank you, Jesus. He knows what we need. Amen. Come on. Come on. So, stop worrying. Start realizing. But how about this one? Say that with me. Stop worrying and start what? Having faith. Why take you thought for raiment or your clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they don't toil. They don't spin around. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these beautiful flowers. Listen, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall He not much more what? Say it with me. Oh, you of little what? Did you get it? Yes or no? How much time do we spend worrying about what we're going to eat and what we're going to wear? About most of it? Say. I'm not saying we're worried about if we're going to have it. We just decide we'll worry about it. Well, I don't know where we're going to eat. Got it. Where we're going to eat at? I don't know where we're going to eat at. Well, I don't want to eat there. So you break out into a fight over it. I don't know what I'm going to wear. Does this look good? Well, not really. Well, I hate you. Why ask me then? Do you understand? I'm serious. Come on. Listen. Faith comes by what? And hearing the what? Word of God. Guys, stop the excuse making. I'm talking to me today. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking to me today. I want to live in today. I want to believe God wants to bless me today. I want to believe that I can be a blessing to others today. I want to just believe this can be a good day. Why not take the same energy and put it there instead of putting it in energy that my life is over? I'm no good. Nobody loves me. I don't matter. Did you know it takes a lot of energy to do that? And a lot, probably more emotion to do that, and pain and hurt and stress, than to believe God. But you believe in God. That's crazy. You believe in God. I'd rather believe God than be all messed up like people I know. Amen? Yes or no? Come on, praise the Lord. Come on! Amen! Listen, faith is the substance of things what? It's the evidence of things not what? Not seen. Come on, have faith. Not crazy faith. You can look around. You can just, hey, you can look at the animals. He gave you pictures. He can look. You can look at the birds. You can look at the flowers. Oh, look how beautiful. Don't forget to look at you. And that's where that word comes in. God said in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. So God created man in His own image and His own likeness. Psalm 139, I am fearfully and what? Wonderfully made. You understand? Start living today. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Can you imagine what He's done for us? Gave His Son for us. Made us His special creation. Can you imagine how He's really ticked off at us in Florida? Say. Can you imagine how He's really ticked off at us in the United States of America? How blessed we are in America? Say, blessed in America? Oh, but, and you whine and you gripe and you complain. One day you'll stand before Him, you'll give an account for it. You hearing me? Yes or no? You weren't salt and you weren't light. I gave you everything. Come on. You can't please God without faith. We must believe that He is. We must believe that He's a rewarder. We must believe, God, You can bless me today. I can have a good day today. When I don't think that, God says, you're not pleasing me, Gary Clark. Look at where I brought your tail from. Hey, there's nothing wrong looking at the past when you look back and see where He's brought you from. Amen? Come on. So, stop worrying, start realizing, stop worrying, start having some faith, and stop worrying and start what? Worshiping. This is Jesus talking. See, He had a ragtag bunch. Fishermen. People that were going to walk with Him. Serve with Him. And then He's going to hand off the baton to change the world. Crazy people. We're no different. He's talking to us today. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? What shall we be clothed with? For after all these things do the Gentiles or unbelievers seek. For your heavenly Father knows you have need of all these things. And in that great verse, we like to say it, but do we live it? Say it with me, please. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His, and all these things shall be unto you. Amen. Start worshiping Him. Amen. And guys, I see heavy faces out there this morning. I know what it is. I've been where you sit. And you might say, no, you ain't, preacher. You don't know what I'm going through. Well, I beg to differ, but it's okay. But the fact of the matter is, you'd do well to hear me today, that you have value, that you matter. Even if you've been gravely injured or hurt by somebody that you loved, listen, no matter whatever happened to you, it does not mean one iota to you as far as your value and your worth before God. You should have never tied your value and worth to them anyway. You tie right to Him. You're hooked to Him. You're hooked to Him. You'll stand naked before God one day, and you'll give an account for you. Amen. Hook your wagon right to Him. I know life's hard, but it's worth living. Don't quit. Worship Him. And then finally, stop worrying and just start what? Live today. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow? Hey, listen. Tomorrow's going to take thought of the things of itself. Tomorrow's going to have plenty to do. So I like this part. It's sort of negative, but I like it. Sufficient unto the day is what? The what? Hey, look, if you want to be ticked off and messed up about tomorrow, listen, if that's what you want to do, there's plenty of it to get messed up over right now today. There's plenty of mess that you can tackle today. Why not tackle something today? You say, well, I got this problem. Well, why not try to tackle it today? Say, Oh! If that's your focus, go tackle some of that evil, all that bad. Won't just grab some of it and try to knock it down. Say, plenty of mess today to deal with. Why do we have to think about tomorrow? I'll tell you why we think about tomorrow. Because I like to plan, Pastor. No, a lot of times when we're not wanting to live today, we're thinking about tomorrow, so we don't have to live today. Hello. And we're just messed up. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know that. Got a call the other day. The day before Christmas. Christmas Eve. We don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. Somebody said, there's a young man. He's from out of state. He's so distraught. Can you see him? I said, I guess. I think I can. What's up? And so they brought the young man to my office. A lawyer was his daddy. Came from Kansas City for Christmas. You probably saw it in the paper, on the news. Jet skiing out here. In Ski Alley. I've done it many, many times. Responsible boaters and jet skiers and Just that quick, Dad wasn't looking, or something happened, and Dad hit a boat. And Dad's dead. And this 16-year-old young man, I sat with him. I tried to love on him. I kept seeing his father in heaven, his daddy, up there with Jesus. And it's as hard as it was for me to talk to him, I kept thinking, that's my son right there. And I'm the one that got hit. And this is what I would want that dad to tell my boy. You hear me? What's the point? Not all about that. Young. An attorney. Very successful. A great family man. Gone. And you're worrying about tomorrow. Are you hearing me or not? You're worrying about tomorrow. Guys, I wish I could shake you. How many wished you could shake me when I was struggling a lot? Can I see your hand? How many want to shake me? How many got tired of seeing me wallow some? Okay, raise your hand. Come on. Come on! How many wrote me letters to try to jerk my chain? Yeah, I got several of you in the audience. Sometimes it's just the way we are, ain't it? Right? Hey. Yeah, when you've been hurt. But truth is truth, and if it works, it works. And what I'm telling you today works. How many would agree with that? Come on. What I'm telling you today works. Praise the Lord with me today. Come on. Amen. Well, we're done. Say it with me real loud. Today's the day to be what? Saved. Today's the day what? To get right with God. Today is the day to get right with who? Others. Today is the day to love my... Today is the day to give something away. Today is the day to encourage somebody. Today is the day to what? Say it real loud like you're at the ball game and they're behind. Today is the day to... Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning for His Word. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.